a stay-at-home mom for about the last 20 years. I have 6 wonderful kids, and I have made a conscious decision to stay home and raise them.
What are their age ranges?
My oldest is 21, and my youngest is 8. So it's been a busy time of raising teenagers and little ones at the same time.
Sure. And then where are you from?
I grew up in Barnwell, Alberta.
Where's that?
It's between Lethbridge and Medicine Hat, just
okay,
a little
so
bit
southeastern
outside
Alberta.
Of, yeah, just outside of Tabor.
Mm-hmm.
Small community, farming community, and I grew up there and loved that opportunity to have a farm experience growing up and the freedom of living kind of in a rural setting. I guess I didn't know anything different at the time, but as a mom and an adult, it always kind of appealed to me to get back there. But over the years, we've moved around in Canada. So I've lived in Winnipeg, northern Alberta, and most recently just moved back to Alberta from 10 years in Ottawa, which was a great opportunity. But a few years ago, I became a single mom. So I needed to make some major decisions about how life was going to make sense to us now. So I decided to move back to Alberta. And decided to move back to Barnwell, where, you know, I had grown up and I knew that I could provide my kids a pretty awesome experience for the rest of their growing up years.
So how long have you been back in Barnwell?
1 year.
Mm-hmm. And what are you doing there to make ends meet?
So I was lucky enough to be able to apply for an educational assistant job last summer. And I loved that idea right from, you know, as soon as I became single and realized I was going to have to go back to work, I liked the idea of working in a school. I certainly didn't ever cross my mind too much that I could put myself in a situation where I could be the teacher. But I had my eye on the librarian job. That's the job I was really excited about because I love books. I love teaching kids how to read and reading with kids and exposing them to fun things. And so, but that wasn't the job I applied for. That job wasn't available. I applied for a job as an educational assistant and was lucky enough to get a job in my community right off the go. So I've had a great year working with an autistic little boy and learning a lot about a school environment. Mm-hmm. And so on the downside, I quickly realized that as much as I loved my job, I wasn't going to be able to provide what I needed for myself and my family off an educational assistant's salary. So I started to realize that and still refusing to let go of the environment of a school and the classroom and the kids. I just hadn't really come up with a solution.
So how did you find out about the Workland Community-Based Bachelor of Education program?
I was at a community event, and a friend of mine is married to the career counselor of our local high school. And I was just chatting with them about our kids and community events and things that were going on, and he happened to mention to me, did you hear about the new opportunity at the University of Calgary to get a bachelor's degree in for teaching and stay in your rural community and be able to work while you're doing it? I don't think he was that detailed because I left thinking, I think I might want to do that,
mm-hmm.
but it's kind of scary because
right.
it's a lot of new ideas that I hadn't really opened myself up to those things. But I went home that night and thought about it and actually emailed him and asked for some more information about the program. Unfortunately, it was the day before application deadlines were the
Nothing
next
like
day.
Cutting it close.
Yes, it was a very quick decision. And so I had some encouragement. I had a lot of doubt, but I had a lot of good friends and family supporting me to say, go do it. We'll help you. We'll fill in where you need help. And with the kids and with the busy schedule, do it. Just give it a try. And so I applied, still not really having much, kind of almost, you know, I really wanted to be accepted, but that little door out, maybe I won't be accepted and I won't have to really wrap my mind around this. That was maybe the first day.
Mm-hmm.
By the second day, I really wanted to do it. And the more that I thought about it, the more that I just got so excited about it. once I had applied, any time I spent in the classroom, I would think, like, I loved that opportunity, but I would look around the classroom and just think, what would I do if I was the teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Or I love these things, and I can't wait till I have my own classroom. I can do these things, too. And so it started to feel kind of real. And then, then finding out that I had been accepted was pretty exciting. I had always been able to see myself in the role of a teacher, but it was really hard for me to put myself in the role as a student. That was the challenge.
And now you're a student.
And now I'm a student.
And so beyond the academic challenges, the challenges of going back to school, the challenges of managing a family, a little bit of a distance, because you're away right now for just a couple of weeks while you're taking these the first course and getting your orientation to the program. Are there other challenges you think you would tell someone who's thinking about this about? Is there anything else that comes up to your mind that you're finding challenging?
I think one of the biggest challenges for me was just accepting that I could be successful in doing this. And I think there probably are other people that have a little bit of self-doubt. You know, if you've been a stay-at-home mom for a few years or 20 years or many other situations that could cause that kind of doubt in yourself, you maybe don't think you can do it or that you don't have what it takes.
So what's it been like? What's this first week that you've been through? Because we're just through starting the second week of the two-week period. What's it been like for you?
It's been, at the exact same time, completely overwhelming and very exciting. It has been challenging and enlightening. It's been fun getting to know the other women who are involved in the course, already making some friends. It's been a brain activity, that's for sure. Some exercise.
So what would you say to someone who might be thinking about applying for the program next year?
So the staff here at the Workland School of Education for our undergraduate program has been simply amazing. They have helped on every step of the way. Every question, every concern has been quickly dealt with through email or phone calls. So much encouragement and respect and appreciation. It's been really, really nice to have that behind us. I think that it is maybe a fearful time. I know in our group right now, there's a lot of us who are feeling some, or maybe it's starting to settle down for everyone, I think, but I think we all kind of started with some fear about what to expect. And I could see that being the case for anyone who would apply for a big change or embark on a big change. But
on the other hand, it sounds to me also like you can see yourself at the head of the class now.
Absolutely. And so as much as there is that fear that is part of it, I think if we can just kind of get over that for myself, every step of the way has been so supported and so encouraging, and everything you need to know is kind of, you're helped along with every stage, and if you just dig down a little bit deep, then it's really going to be a successful time, and at the end, you get to be at the head of the class.